All right. So thank you so much, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us to be heard worldwide over the internet. Today it is Wednesday, February the 17th, 2021. Another 1 hour show with Winfrey and Terry Brown. Questions and answers with the Elohim. And also the Ra Group are involved. It is Winfrey, located in Sedona, Arizona, who has been communicating with sources from the other realm. And that is happening through Terry Brown, who has the ability to bring forth the voices of the Ra Group and the Elohim Group. And tonight's show, it is questions submitted by you. You can email those questions to Win. The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And we had another person join in. Welcome to the conference call. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Well, hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi. Hi there.
Thanks for being here, honey.
Hi.
This is Dan and Valerie saying hello.
Pardon?
Yeah, Dave, we can barely hear you. It's Dave and Valerie in Fillmore.
Well,
hi. Hi. Hi.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, yes. A little.
I can hear you.
We had someone else join in. Good evening. Welcome. Feel free to say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, John.
Hello, hi. Hello, everyone. Hello. Hi. Hi.
Hi, John.
For those listening on BBS Radio, this is a simulcast with a conference call, as you might have noticed. So every time you hear a ding, that's somebody calling in to the show. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Howdy, it's Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Good evening, Lauren. Hi, welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Two other people join in. Well, please say your name and location.
Cecil from Seattle.
Welcome.
Hi,
Cecil.
Good afternoon.
Cecil.
Hi.
All right.
My kids are here in Tacoma.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Guys. Hello.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And I'll repeat again the email address if you want to submit a question for the show. Your question will be asked during the show. Email in to the following address, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And right after this show, at 7 p.m. Pacific, we will go over to another conference call, which is our daily whole planet healing gathering.
Yay.
Only accessible by phone. And the phone number is 1-712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pounds. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Joni in St. Louis.
Welcome, Joni.
Hello, Joni.
Thank you. Hi.
Hey, Joni.
Hi.
What's up, David?
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
What's going on, Gino?
It's Win in Sedona.
Welcome, Win.
Hi, Win.
Win, David is here.
Fashionably late.
Yeah.
Is that this?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, it is.
Hey, Biff.
Hey. Hi. Good day. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Count Biffron, Mr. Man.
Count Biffron from Alabama.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Wow.
Well, heaven. One. Yeah.
We had another call that's in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake.
Hi, Janine.
I hear Janine from Salt Lake and Roger from Cold Taxes. Welcome, Roger.
Hi, right, yeah. Roger.
Thank you. Hi.
And welcome, Janine.
Hi, Roger. Hi. 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 Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Do you have electricity, Roger?
I have electricity, but almost no water.
Oh, wow.
They have, it got so cold that a lot of water main froze up. And when the temperature
uh-huh.
went up, they all started gushing. And now the water pressure is down to almost zero.
Oh, wow.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, this is Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everyone.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi,
Jennifer.
Thank you. Hi, Cecil. Hi, Regina. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, and I welcome all the folks listening in. I welcome all of you folks listening in online through BBS. Good evening to you. Happy Wednesday. Thank you for being here tonight.
Well, thank you.
And welcome to the next caller. Feel free to say your name and location.
Yeah.
But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Did I hear David on the line?
Yes.
Yes, David is here.
David from Livermore, right?
Yes.
Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the next caller. Appreciate any location. But only if you want to, we welcome you.
From Boise. Born in Boise, Idaho.
All right. It's 6:08.
And we are ready to start. Almost.
Super. Welcome to the next caller. Feel free to say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you. Oops. Okay, so the things are off. And it is the 17th today. Are you ready for the recording to be started, Wim?
Just one moment. One moment.
And I want to say thank you to Terry. I'm not going to ask you if you're ready.
No.
I want to tell you, fun. Thank you so much for all your input. It's tremendous.
Yeah. Okay.
Greatly appreciate it.
Second man.
Muted.
What's his name? The talk radio show host?
Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, yes. He went to the other side. He might want to, maybe in Hope Land Healing, that we give him some loving support to go through the stage where he's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get the recording started?
Yeah, let's get
ready?
Started.
Ready?
Yep.
17th.
The recording has started.
This is February 17th, 2021. When Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona, and everybody everywhere. And this is questions to our sources. And We have three questions today, but just one moment here. Hang on just a second. Hi, can you unmute everybody for just one moment, okay?
Unmuted.
And Biff, are you there?
I am here, my friend. Hello. Hi.
Would you like to ask a question?
I would.
I thought so. What's your question?
Well, I would say that I got to give a little back, but that, and then it'll be short and sweet. And what it is that I'm not able to leave the body. Okay. The best thing I can ask for is peace upon my heart. I had a tough time growing up in my life. I've dealt with a lot of injustice and incarceration and things that have happened in my life that have really troubled and traumatized me. Now, I've healed from those things. But I would ask that I would be forever liberated, that I would not go back to such injustices that happened in my life. And I would ask for deliverance because I do have a testimony of a lot of things that have put me in a lot of trouble. But then again, I got out of those same situations because I was in trouble. So I guess the question I want to ask is,
let me ask you a question. When you got in trouble, were you being bad or were you being unjustly treated? Pardon me?
I was held against my will on things. And just growing up, mm-hmm. I was always stigmatized to everybody, my whole family said I was a bad guy. And I never hurt anyone. Don't hurt myself. I'm pretty sane. I guess I get a check. I don't drive. I don't work. I don't have opportunities in life. And I'm kind of just like a sitting duck. My dad's in mm-hmm. prison for 20 years. And my mom was a prostitute for a while, and I just had it really hard growing up, and I would just ask that I would...
Let me suggest a question, okay?
Let's listen to his question.
Well, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to his question, but I don't want to lose this. It's based on what he's saying. The question is, why did I have such an oppressive childhood?
We would like to hear his question.
Pardon me?
My question is, in one simple sentence, is I would ask that I would not be put into the hands of men or locked in isolation, but I ask that I would be forever liberated as I am now, and that I would have opportunities in life and a peace upon my heart, and that I would achieve the destiny that I have set for myself.
But you're not asking it as a question, okay?
Well, we got it.
All right. I love you guys. Oh, God. Thank you.
Well, we have to disagree. It's part of our routine.
Well, it's appropriate, so I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever you might need to say to me, they can say. So.
I really think, if you ask the question of why you went through those things, if there was karma involved, past life karma,
I think they'll answer his question.
Ruben, how can I be? And then the question he asked, how can I be?
Right, yeah. It has a different answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. I'm able to tell you everything, so I mean...
All right, say it again, would you please?
I would ask that I would not be unto the hands of men ever again, and I would ask that I would be liberated from the structures of the world, and that I would have peace, and also that... I would have opportunities in life to have a positive impact upon others and to achieve my destiny that I have set for myself.
That's a great question.
Okay.
Okay.
More like a favor, you know. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Much love.
Hey. Positive impact.
Yes.
On life.
Whatever the spirit needs to tell me, I'm
okay.
Willing to hear. So.
Okay, here's what I wrote down. How can I be free from oppression, free myself, and have a positive impact on life? Is that close enough?
Yeah.
Anything?
Roughly. Okay. Roughly. Not in the hands of men, basically, is the whole. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to put myself into the position to be put into the hands of men. But I have been put into the hands of men against my will, and that's what I want to prevent from ever happening again.
Mm. Okay, they got it. All right.
Again. Yes, sir. Thank you. Much love. Thank you.
Muted.
And just one moment. I'm just, all right. Are we recording? Let me see.
Affirmative.
Are we recording, Heist?
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot. All right. I announced the date. I said what we're doing, and that we're going to call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we adjust our energies so that we are in alignment with each and every person who is on this call. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line, and we don't come through the computer. That is where the voice comes from, and that is just a little bit slower than us coming directly to you. We take a moment, and we see as we come directly to you, it's like, and we look at the space on all sides in the northern hemisphere. We see a clear, a little bit of a clearness, which is good. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First of all, we've been experimenting with our format of Whole Planet Healing, and I wanted to ask the question. When somebody takes a position and does one of the parts of that call, are you having, what is your energy relationship with that person at the moment they're doing it?
We are supporting them. We are backing them. We are there for each and every person on the call and are holding love light energy for balance.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Is it a good thing for a person to do that? I mean, is there a positive reward for them? Of course, they can say it themselves, but I thought I'd get your perspective.
Each person has their own positive reward, and it is participation that everyone can get the excitement, the participation, the upliftment is built in as each person speaks and you can hear it.
Yes, thank you. Next question is from Isis.
Yes.
And Isis asks, now, she makes a supposition here, and I can't remember if you have ever confirmed this. So let me ask, when I used to live in the Elohim realm and did counseling, now did she live in the Elohim realm or the angelic realm?
We do not question it.
Okay, who would I counsel? Beings in that density or beings in other densities? And
beings
what kind of counseling?
Densities.
Okay, and what kind of counseling was it?
Counseling as needed, whatever was needed, as she had the ability and the connections to rewire the connection to the best
mm-hmm.
person.
Okay. Now, Bonnie asks, I find it easy to pick up the subtle yet exhilarating energy embedded in between the words while reading the transcripts to myself. I am enjoying reading out loud for the whole Planet Healing family, but I am not sure if the Elohim and the Ra frequencies are expressed this way. I listen to the audio, but I just hear the voice that sounds like someone else. Can you comment on this, please? I am honored to have this opportunity to share this rare and sacred knowledge on the call. Thank you for the connection.
Thank you. You are doing very well and you're reading very smoothly. As you do more and more of these, you will be able to get the causes with the Elohim coming through, and it will become more and more second nature to you to incorporate that. However, you're doing very well.
Thank you. Now, Biff, who is new on the call, this is, I believe, his third time on one of our calls. And Terry heard his comments at the very beginning. And he asked, how can I be free from oppression, free myself, and have a positive impact on life?
Thank you. This is a very basic, major question. That many people have, but most aren't even able to elicit it or to express it. You yourself as a being are free, and you have the qualities that you wish. To the degree that you take on subjection of others, to the degree that you take it on and accept it within your free matrix, then it binds you. And we aren't speaking of open rebellion to it either. We're just saying that you, to the degree that you own it within yourself, then it binds you. When you learn that you, no matter what's happening, you do not have to own that. And you have the ability to leave your body. And that any reason that you can't will because you have taken on and owned something that another has put to you. Now, if you are incarcerated and you don't have the physical ability to leave to take your body, but within your own soul matrix, you are still a free being. And to the degree that you stay confined with your body, it can be a temporary thing where you are going along with the confinement of the body because you are connected in a good way with the body. You do within your own soul complex have the freedom, which you can see the light and you can, even though you are bound to the body for the time being, you can be free. Even in the confinement, there is a way to learn to be exterior to the body and to remote view and to move in and out of the body. There are ways, it means that you can be able to do that. And so you have that as a goal, and that you are free being as you are. And so own that freedom, which doesn't mean physically object, because that's you're using the body with that, but it's like you have the ability to move in and out of the body. It is something that a person can recover. It is an ability that you can recover, an ability that if you don't have it now, you have had in the past. And being tied to things that aren't of you, that hold you in place or keep you confined within your thought processes that you really don't want to be in, you can learn to be free of those. But one of the biggest places where a person in this third density realm gets into trouble is by owning something that isn't yours and considering that you're bound by it somehow. And we aren't talking of physical responses or anything like that. It, you have, as a being, a free soul being, the ability to be who you are, the me that you are. We hope that makes sense. And if there's any more questions in the future, you can be, you can also ask more.
Now, our channeling entity, there's some static coming through Terry's phone. Can you improve anything on that, Terry?
I've broken all my headsets.
I didn't hear. Move the phone about 3 inches from your mouth.
Okay. Did you hear what was said?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Thank you so much. You're a lot better now.
Okay.
Thank you. Then
okay.
Back to you.
Okay. Thank you. Question on Rush Limbaugh, who just passed away.
Rush Limbaugh passed away this morning, and we have checked in on him. He is still, he is very philosophical about this, and he reminds us, like the 60 Minutes, more than safer when he passed away. He is similar as Morley Safer was a talk show host of 60 Minutes. And he was very cognizant in the where, and he was looking for a communication line. And we feel that Rush Limbaugh, he is in a little better shape than Morley was, and he because he has been sick for a while, and he has been dealing with the issue of passing over. We send him a strong energy, and he gets it. And he has some people around him that are very supportive, which is a very big help. Thank you.
You mean on the other side?
We mean on this side. On the side of the third density. Yes, he has some very valuable friends of his. They are working with him, even from this side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question here,
yes.
And it is, at some point in the past, we had a situation where we were questioning about something, and it was indicated that around this particular person, he was creating reverse spins for other people in their,
we were aware. There's some, there's some reason you get a reverse spin can be cleansing to energy that has gotten trapped. But if one wants to stay with his body, the person's body, if the one wants to stay with the soul body solidly and to strengthen the connection, then one needs to move in a clockwise, to rotate clockwise, and this helps to strengthen the connection with the body. There's some uses for doing some negative spin, but some members trying to entrap people have put in very large buildings, office buildings sometimes, they have put devices to create negative spins in the building or in the court system sometimes. Some of the courts have this negative spin that has been placed on it. And this can very much confuse people and disconnect them from the surroundings. But this one individual was putting that up as a procedure that he could do over and over in all circumstances to help him, but it was disconnecting them.
When there is a negative spin, is that put down through a psychic projection, or is it put down like if it was going to be in a building?
It's put down through, we don't know, Jerry doesn't know the words. It's a projection, electronic differential that is rotating slowly. It is in the field of Earth, and so if these stones are put around a building correctly, it can create a positive spin, which the people feel better in the building. But if they put devices in the building to counteract the positive spin in the building, it can create disorientation in a building.
Mm-hmm. Is it a physical device that radiates that, or
yes,
projection? It's a physical device.
It's a physical device that pulses in a certain sequence.
How about things like watching television or being in front of a computer? Are there
television has definite impact from the radiation from the screen, and there are certain sequences that are subliminal sequences that are broadcast that disorient or confuse or even addict.
And how about physical locations like particular stores or restaurants? And
well, there can be, but it is more like office, huge office buildings and courts, the federal courts, local courts.
Yes. Terry, move the mic away a little bit from your mouth, okay? So, people, how can somebody figure out, how can they sense it when there's a negative spin? Because I think I can. And
well, one of the things is to go into a space and you're disoriented because your body has a natural spin. The chakras have natural spins. And if there is a counteraction by something in the surroundings, it can disorient you. It's like your GPS is a little bit off.
Mm-hmm. And does the proprietor of the store necessarily know that he is projecting a negative spin? Or the
no,
public
it is
established?
Not usually the owner of the store. It's not usually that. It can be another counter intelligence type that decides. It can be the management, say, if the management is owned by certain groups with certain connections.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And with regard to television and computers, I would imagine does it depend on the program, or is it what's embedded in the electronics, so the projection from the screen creating frequencies?
Much of it depends upon the program and the transmission, although there is some basic ground thing that is projected by the equipment. Some equipment, it is measurable with meters, the projection of, microwave radiation and other entangling radiation that would be given off by the equipment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I think that's, let me just check here. I think that's the questions for tonight. Unless someone turned one in. And I don't see one here. So, I think what I'm going to do is, we did an event in Sedona a while back ago where people asked questions. And I'm going to play
a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Could you ask Drug Group about the graduation cycle for animals? Because that was my last question last week, I think it was. Could you tell me? Mm-hmm. Not because I asked about now Fluffy, did Fluffy graduate? And I just want to know what exactly do they have to go through? I mean, is it the same thing as us, or is it very different? Or all I want to know is it do they have to have 51% open heart chakra and 51% service to others like us, or how does it differ?
Well, I do think animals go to the other side when, you know, their souls do, but they
have a very definite soul and they do go to the other side. Yeah, they're very self-determined choosing, say, to stay around and someone that has cared for them well, and then sometimes to be reincarnated and come back to that individual to carry on with that individual if it's been a good relationship. They do sometimes get over to the other side. Animals have the same type of a spirit as humans. However, they are inhabiting an animal body, and so they have gotten adept at the operation of the animal body. And so they can go over to the other side. Now, graduation, animals are often really intent on the lifetime. Sometimes an animal lifetime has a harder lifetime, and they have more, they might encounter other species that are a danger to them, or they might be eaten by other predators. And so they have a more difficult track, but they are able to cross over. Sometimes they're different tracks, even like, let's say, with a difficulty with a predator, can create trauma and can create karma. They then have a goal to overcome, and so they come back in the same lifetime. Not the same lifetime, but a new lifetime in the same situation or area. The animals do they, due to their different situations, tend to be very determined about how they continue. And some of them do cross over. It's not exactly like a human graduating, though. Although they can learn lessons and can graduate. It's possible.
Does an animal who's a pet might a pet cross over and then connect with their owner on the other side? If the owner crossed over,
it's possible.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Do they have the same requirements though for graduation?
Intention. Okay, the open heart requirement. That does have some effect, Jeff. We could say they do have the same requirements, but it is harder for them to make it.
Fluffy had some blue neon wings on its fur. Could you explain what that was about?
Was this an image, like an illusion type thing? Or was it a... describe this more.
All right. It looked like little triangles. Like a half of a rectangle. It was blue neon shaped, and it sort of looked like not exactly wings, but just like a blue neon, like a little V upside down V on a cat's fur. But it was neon colored. So what was that all about? Does that mean that Fluffy graduated into the Rock group, or what does that mean?
Now, this was actually coloration on his fur, is that right?
Yeah, it looked like blue V's, you know, upside down V's, all on his fur, and it was neon colored. And I just was wondering if that was indication that he was like part of the Rock group now, since they are all blue, you know, because the Rock group has blue color when they're in this realm. And that's what I saw on the cat. I still have a very vivid dream, extremely vivid, of the cat with those blue V's on his fur. And I was wondering, does that mean that the cat, Fluffy, graduated?
And he had while he was alive, right?
I'm sorry? No, this was when it was in my dream, when it was a year after it passed away.
Oh. All right.
Can you look at my dream right now and see what was those upside down V's? Was it? Did it mean that the cat had graduated or not?
It is not equivalent to graduation. However, it is equivalent to the fact that he is in an elevated position. It is different for a cat, as the perceptions are different, the range of hearing is different. It's like what he did, reach an elevated position, and he's still there.
Does he still want to come back to graduate so that, maybe if I bought a cat, you know, that had kittens, would he be able to graduate, and or would he be able to come back here, or what?
He can come back if he wishes. Even a person or an a being that has graduated can come back. They have the ability to come back. He is doing an investigation of a higher realm, and he is involved in that, but he is very, very research for the word, connected to you, and this will not go away.
Does that mean that I'll be able to see him again in another lifetime or something, or what?
We would guess that yes.
John, you're that's taking over the call. John, you're taking over the call. With Fluffy.
This connection will bring you back together.
Wow, that's great. Okay.
I want to mention something regarding Rush Limbaugh. I can imagine that once time comes, he's welcome to one of our shows if he wants to, speak out.
Right now, he doesn't know about us, and he hasn't discovered us. And he is working with the beings he is familiar with, and they are speaking with him from this side.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, when time comes.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you, Russ.
Don't encourage that too much, or we're going to have a lineup. But listen, it's okay for John Lennon to say hello sometime as well, okay? Okay. Well, I was going to go back and replay that, but I'll save it for another time. And we got 2 minutes. Hello to everybody in BBS. And
yes, BBS people, you can email your questions to next week at 7 o'clock Pacific time.
6 o'clock Pacific time.
Oh, six o'clock. 7 o'clock, Arizona time.
You're going through a time shift, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of amazing how when we do this call, we slip between realms. And Terry's talking, then they're talking. Then John is talking, and, when we first started these calls a long time ago, there was a lot of emphasis on ascension and rapture and graduation. So let me ask a quick question.
We have a comment about that. We have a comment first before your question, and that is individuals have come into the third density realm to grow, to learn, to handle some problems, to experience the third density realm. And so often they are not anxious to jump back and to graduate. This is a factor. When one fulfills their goals that they desire and their reason for coming over to the third density, when it is fulfilled and they see no longer the need to pursue it because they have grown and they've answered all their questions and they've handled everything concerning it, then they're more able to go back to the other side, to some of the higher realms, and to stay over there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, people might think it's like an honorarium, like graduating college or high school. And I don't think it's exactly like that, okay?
No, it is like a life change. It's like moving into another stage of your growth.
And in other words, if you're feeling fulfilled in this density, you probably stand more chance of graduating than if you're thinking, what a horrible place it is, and I got to get out of it.
Or
you say
if
that's
you're thinking,
true?
Yes. Because if you're thinking it's a horrible place and you got to get out of it, then there's still a connection with it. And then you're liable to be drawn right back into it.
I mean, if you're learning your lessons here, you have found some way to be comfortable here. And you can be here and still operate out of the higher densities. You don't have to leave this realm to operate
from the higher densities. Getting stuck is one of the biggest things, the biggest lesson to learn, that you are not really stuck unless you own something that really isn't yours or you don't want.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a modification that I've learned over years of doing these calls, and even looking at myself. I mean, I can say that I don't have to do what I'm doing now. And I do it because I know it's of service. But, you know, when I was younger, I was very ambitious of things I wanted to accomplish here. And
it is a multiple lifetime yearning or desire.
Yeah. And I may come back again. I can see that I have unique tools and abilities to penetrate the fog in this realm. And it took a long time to develop them, many lifetimes. And so I can see that I probably have graduated and come back. And it's a constant free will choice.
Yes.
And on that note, we're going to end this call. And let me unmute everybody. I see somebody new.
Unmuted.
Thanks, Wynn.
I see somebody new in New Jersey. And Biff, was that answer helpful?
Yeah,
wherever you are. Hello?
Jim, are you there?
Is somebody looking for me?
Hello? I was asking if Biff was there. I'm trying to get a hold of him. He's not there, I don't think.
Yeah, maybe he's off. I don't know. I don't see him.
Thanks
I'm looking.
That,
he's still dialed in.
Oh, sorry. I'm here. Sorry about that. Cowbell.
Yes, it is an answer that you may want to think about and work with because they're very...
I may say something real short and sweet here, and that's that it was helpful in context, but as for me, I'm of service to others, and my service is on the earth, and it is not elsewhere. And I secure transport for those who do cross over, but I'm not good in going to cross over. My fate is very horrible in my old age. I'm not going to leave, you know, and that's just one of those things that the world's going to have to come to terms with, but I can go into that in much more detail, but blessings and peace and all that.
You can be in this world and you can experience the freedom while being here without being in a trap.
Correct. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's the answer I need. I needed that, and I needed to know that I can live my life here and do my service. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, without hindrance.
You're a young kid. I mean, I sense that you have great gifts that you can use to help other people. Okay.
I can read dirt. And I could tell you, like, go pick a leaf out of a field and tell you all about your life, you know, like fortune telling and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's not. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're good. You're good. I love you guys so much.
But to have
you with my friends here, so yeah.
You know, the thing is, it's having the wisdom to know how to use your
chocolate
gifts.
Yes, sir.
So that you can really make a difference, not just
limitlessness.
You know?
Yes, sir.
That becomes service to self, okay?
It's service for you and it's service for all you. I don't mean to interrupt, but that's it is true, man.
We got to say goodbye because we're on BBS Radio and they cut us off.
All right. All right. Much love, everybody.
Right. Thank you from Seattle.
Okay, we'll see you on Whole Planet Healing. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
See you there.
Love you.
Thank you.